Hey babe, I miss you. We've never been apart like this. I know you have your business trip, but I wish we could be together. How are you? I'm sorry you're stressed, babe. At least you're coming home soon so we can be together again. I miss you. In my bed. You've been sending me all those flirty messages, distracting me at work. So inconsiderate when you're not here to follow through on your promises. You wanna have some phone sex? I know you're tired, but you've been sending me these messages all day, and just wouldn't be fair to let you go to sleep. I know you're usually the dominant one, but what if I told you what to do tonight? If you were here, I'd tie you to our bed as a bit of a punishment for making me feel like this. Are you aroused? I'd tie you to the bed, and I wouldn't let you touch yourself. I'd tie your hands and feet to the bedposts. I'd leave you there for a little while, just hard, unable to touch yourself. I hope you're hard now and not touching yourself. You're tied up, remember? From now on, I want you to call me mistress. I want you to say it in every sentence. I want you to say yes, mistress, no, mistress, please and thank you, mistress. I want you to respond to my direct questions. I want you to beg for me to let you come. Can you do that for me? Can you be a good little boy? What's that? Think you need to be louder. Think you need to be much louder. I like to hear your voice. I want to gag that pretty mouth of yours, but I just like hearing your voice too much. So I want you to be loud for me. I want you to moan extra loud. I want you to respond to all of my questions extra loud. I want you to beg extra loud. Can you do that for me? Can you do that for me? So you're tied up on our bed, hard, unable to touch yourself. Waiting for release. What if I blindfolded you? I could walk around on the rug under our bed, and you wouldn't know where I was. I could touch you anywhere, anytime. You wouldn't know what was coming. Would you like that, boy? Yeah, you better not be touching yourself. You are still tied up. I only want you to touch yourself enough to be hard and aching. Maybe if you're a good boy, I'll help you out. Maybe if you beg enough, I'll touch you. I'll let you touch yourself. And I'll let you come. Would that please you? Or should I just use you for my own pleasure? My own little fuck toy. My pretty little plaything. You're all tied up just waiting for me to use you. I don't know if I'll let you get off or not. You'll have to beg a lot. We'll see how well you do. Maybe if I'm feeling generous, I'll let you come. Maybe I'll suck you a little bit if you beg for it. You really want it? Why don't you touch yourself? Just a little bit while you imagine that. My tongue around your cock, sliding my mouth all the way down, deep throating your hard dick. You love it when I do that, don't you? I bet you wish you could thrust up into my mouth, my throat. But you can't, because I've tied you down to our bed. I'm holding your hips down too because I'm in control. think I'll just slide my mouth up and down your cock. Do you like that? Do you like how you lick and suck and slide up and down? I think that's enough. So I'll take my mouth off of your cock. And you better stop touching yourself. How much do you want to come now? How long do you think you can last? Do you think you can go all night? What if I left you here, went to go watch some TV, maybe cooked some dinner, came back in an hour? Would you still be hard for me? I'd be very disappointed if you weren't. You can't touch yourself. You have to keep yourself hard with the thought of what I'm going to do to you when I come back. When you come back home. What if I put a nice ring on that pretty cock of yours? To keep you from coming. To keep you hard and ready. Yeah, how would that make you feel? What if I poured hot wax all over your pubic area and waxed all of your hair off? Made you nice and hairless and smooth like you like me? Would you like that? Our naked, hairless bodies against each other? But that won't happen for a while. I'm not gonna let you inside me until you come. At least once. What if I sat on your face and let you lick me? Have you been good enough for that yet? You think you deserve it? Why don't you beg a little more? Maybe I'll let you later. I love the way you whine and beg and moan like a naughty little boy. That's what you are, isn't it? A naughty, dirty little boy, tied up, just wishing he had someone to help him. Oh, but he doesn't. It's all tied up on the bed, away from his lover, not touching himself. I think while you're tied down and at my mercy, I'll give you a few bites. Gentle, but firm enough. I think I'll mark your skin all over so that when you're flirting with all those other girls like you love to do, we'll see that you're taken because you're all mine, all tied up on my bed for me to use how I please, at my mercy over the phone, not touching yourself, are you? Because if you are, I think I'd have to punish you. Hey, you'd like that though, wouldn't you? You little pain slut. What if I left you tied up on our bed? All naked and hard and unable to touch yourself, maybe squirming a bit with need. What if I went and got all of my friends? Made you go down on every one of them? You could make them all come while you're still hard the whole time. They'd all get so much pleasure, so many orgasms, and you wouldn't get any. Do you think I'd love to see that, or do you think I'd be too possessive to let anyone else have you? Well, I did already mark you, so they'd know that you were mine. And you're tied up on my bed, hard for me, not stroking yourself for me, aching for my touch. How about I touch you just a little bit? Are you gonna beg for it? Like a good boy. Maybe just a few strokes. I hope you're touching yourself to this because I'm not gonna let you touch yourself very much. How much do you want to come? Are you getting closer? Because I hope you know you're gonna come when I want you to come, when I let you. So maybe if you beg a lot, I'll let you come faster. If you're a good boy. Stop touching yourself. So, how do you feel about shoes? How about those nice black leather knee-high heeled boots I have? I'm almost your height when I wear them. How would you feel about submitting to them? Getting on your knees to lick them if I let you? How about I tie you back up again? I take my shoes wet with all your saliva, and I rub the sole down your cock. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so close to you with these heels. I could hurt you so easily, but you have to trust me. I'm gonna give you so much pleasure. I wouldn't hurt you too much. Unless you wanted it. You can touch yourself a little bit thinking about my shoes. How about you tell me what you want to do to them? How about you tell me what you don't want to do to them? How about I'd make you do that to them? I know you'd get off on it. You naughty, dirty boy. All right, stop touching yourself. How badly do you need to come now? Are you ready to beg some more? Do you really need to come? Should I let you come? Have you been good enough? Why don't you beg a little bit? And maybe I'll let you. I want to hear you beg louder. I love hearing you beg for your own pleasure, unable to touch yourself without my permission. Hard and wanting and shaking. At my mercy. You want to come? Are you ready yet? Are you tensing up? Tell me how badly you want to come. Beg for it. That's right. How about you touch yourself a little bit? Don't get off yet. I think I'll give you a bit of a countdown. Should I see how many languages you can understand when they're counting down to your pleasure? How mean should I be? What should I count down from? I could go from 200. Think you could handle that? Touching yourself the whole time, getting closer and closer, and I could stop whenever I want. Maybe 100. Would you like that? I think you're too close. How about 50? But you better come when I get to 1. In whatever language you may be. Okay. Are you ready, boy? Are you ready to come? Are you gonna beg me to start the countdown to let you come? All right. Start touching yourself again. 50. Keep touching yourself the whole time. I don't want you to stop unless I tell you. 49. 48. 47. 46. 45. 44. 43. 42. 41. How close are you? Do you think you can make it all the way? You better be touching yourself still. I want you to come at the end. No sooner or later. 40. 39. 38. 37. 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31. How much do you want to come now? I think I want to hear you beg a little bit more before I start the countdown again. Sorry, you're a good little boy. I'm glad you're obeying me. I would hate to have to start over again from 100. Should I keep counting? Trant. Van Noof. Van Tweet. Van Set. Van Sees. Van Sank. Vant quatre, vant trois, vant deux, vant un. That's 21. How close are you now? How close are you now? You want to beg a bit more? Are you getting ready to come? We're so close. Maybe I'll start the countdown again. You've been pretty good. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. Decem. Novem. Octo. Septem. Sex. Quinque. Quatuor. Tris. Duo. Unas. Come for me. Loudly. Come. Oh, I want to hear you moaning and shaking and breathing loudly. What pretty noises you make. You know, I'm glad I let you come in my mouth. Now I can kiss you. Make you taste your own seed. Maybe I'll kiss you with your own semen and make you go down on me. What if I made you impregnate me with your mouth? Thank you for coming for me. You should be thanking me. I think I'll untie you now. You You've been so good. Are you tired from all that exercise? I think you've been quite good. I think I'll even let you sleep with me a little bit. I'm not gonna let you in me just yet. Maybe next time. But for now, let's sleep.